Okay, good evening, everybody. Mazel tov to the Simon. Mazel tov to the Simon. Thank you, everybody, for inviting me for coming and enjoying the food. It's a great simcha. I don't want to spoil the evening, but I just, according to my calendar, my calculation is correct. In 2 weeks, approximately, is Elul, which means in 6 weeks is Rosh Hashanah, which means in 8 weeks, we'll be sitting in a sukkah. So I thought we'd get started talking about Inyanei Tshuva, and we'll talk a little bit about forgiveness, why you should forgive, and why you should ask for forgiveness as well. Now, if you think about it, a key element of Tshuva is forgiveness, asking for forgiveness. An Erev Yom Kippur is a special day, and if you haven't yet asked for forgiveness, Erev Yom Kippur is a day to ask for forgiveness, but without that, how are you supposed to do Tshuva? How are we supposed to have a society? If nobody forgives anyone else, it'll be total chaos. Everybody will be just machlokas. Think of every time you've done something bad to someone else. Every time someone else has done anything bad to you. If no one ever forgave you, you never forgave anybody, you wouldn't be able to live with each other. Forgiveness is just a basic element of living together as a community, as a society. Without that, the world will go into chaos, as we have to see is going on in the secular world right now. That things are going into chaos because people are not forgiving. So the Mishnah in Masechet Yoma in Hey Amud Beis, Averus Bein Odom L'Marko Yom Kippur Mechaper, right? So any Averus that we do that are between us and Shemayim, so Yom Kippur is Mechaper. You have to do Tshuva, but Yom Kippur will give us a kapar on that. But Averus Bein Odom L'Chavero, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Shiratzes Chavero. But if you hurt someone else, if you offended someone else, if you stole from someone else, Yom Kippur isn't going to help until you get his forgiveness. You have to ask for forgiveness. And now I saw this. My cloak is a problem, but there's some sheets who say, Yom Kippur is about kapara for all your veros. If you don't get kapara for your ben adam l'chavero, you also don't get kapara for your ben adam l'makom. This is a fighting word. We don't even fight about this. It's a little scary to even think about it. Maybe I shouldn't even mention it. But if you want kapara, you got to focus on your Ben Adam L'Chavero as well as your Ben Adam L'Makom. And as I said, today we cancel culture going on in the world. People are very slow to forgive. So it's good for us to think about what forgiveness means and how the halacha, how the Torah thinks about forgiveness. Right, Jonathan Sacks, all of Shalom. So he liked to point out how one of the secular philosophers, he pointed to the first recorded case of forgiveness is Yosef and his brothers. Look at Greek, Roman, pagan mythology, whatever, they don't talk about forgiveness. If you did something wrong to someone else in their hashkafa, you didn't ask for forgiveness, you appeased him, you gave him money, effectively you bribed him. So our marshal that we can think of from our Messiah is Yaakov and Esau. Yeah, Esau thought that Yaakov sold the Bechorah. What did Yaakov do? Vayishlach Yaakov, so he did three things. One of them is he sent the Doro, he sent the presents. He didn't ask for forgiveness because Joseph didn't do anything wrong. But what he did was he gave him lots of things, lots of money, cattle, and all sorts of things, hoping that Esau would overlook it and forgive. And that's in the Roman and Greek and the pagan philosophy, you don't ask for forgiveness, you just give them things and hope that they'll overcome it. Forgiveness is different. Forgiveness is undoing the avera. Well, we'll talk about exactly what it is. So my only question really on Rabbi Sacks is if you look at the story of Yosef and his brothers, there's actually two stories of forgiveness. First is Vayigash Yehuda, right? And what do we see before that? We see that they all agreed that they did something wrong. They're Karet, Aval, Hashemi, Manachnu. They said, we did something wrong. All these bad things are happening to us with this second to the king of power, second to the pharaoh. All these bad things are happening. They said, Aval, Hashemi, Manachnu. It's our fault. They had Karet on what they did. And they said, Halokim, Matzas, Avon, Avadetha, right? Hashem found our sin. They admitted that they sinned, that there was a vidui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they changed. Yehuda offered to be in place of Binyamin. Binyamin was supposed to go to jail. And Yehuda said, take me instead. And that is Mamash doing the exact opposite of what they did with Yosef. Yehuda put himself up to save his brother so that his brother could go back to the father, which is the exact opposite of what happened to Yosef. When you see the brother change, they did tshuva. It's clear they did tshuva. And so Yosef forgave him. But what do we find?
It's expiration.
And we draw an idol as Gorgon, and then I have Solomon over unicorns, one time event. But and Avram Avinu, his idol has two horns. And why the Yaakov doesn't need more horns? Why was it in a matter of how many horns it had? So it said that the Yaakov, that Adam Arishan, when he did an Avera, it didn't affect anybody else. It was pure than Adam Lamakov because there was nobody else. Just Adam and Chava together. They did the Avera together. So that was made Adam Lamakov. It didn't affect anybody else. But after that, every time anyone did an Avera, it's not only a Bain Adam Lamakov, and it's not only the relationship between them and Hashem, it affects everybody else for two reasons. One reason is, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh, if anyone does an Avera in our community, we all suffer, we all pay, we all get the onish for anyone's Avera. If anybody does something wrong to Hashem, if they eat something that they're not supposed to eat, even Chevret Chadarim, even if they're all alone, so they're part of our community, we suffer for that also. We get some sort of an onish for that. So for that, it's a Bein Adam L'Chevero. You do a sin, but I have to pay for it. So you're affecting me. It's a little bit of an Ezekiel that I have to get paid, but that I have to pay for it. And not only that, a little more subtle, a little more psychological. When anyone sins, when anyone does an Avera, it lowers the barrier in society, community. There's a mitzvah to be done l'chatz kod, right? You all know that. You should judge everybody favorably. And the reasons why are explained in the Gemara Shabbos, the book of Zion, that you don't really know what's going on. You see something, you don't have all the information, so you shouldn't rush to judgment that someone's bad. So, for example, there was one Rebbe who saved this girl who was from captivity, a young girl from captivity, and so at night he slept in the room with her. He woke up in the morning, went to the mikvah, and then he started teaching. And he said to the boy, the boyfriend, what do you think happened? So most people, their mind go to the worst possible case situation. And what one of the Hamidim said, I know, Lachara, you slept in the room to make sure none of us went in. And then because of all the Torah Hadera, because of all the travel that you had to do, you saw some sort of carry, and that's why you went to the mikvah, so you could teach us Torah. And the Rebbe said, yes, you're right. Most people, their mind go to the worst thing. So the reason to be double chatzos is just a matter of factual information. We don't know all the facts. So you can't jump to the wrong conclusion because you could be mistaken. The smack is one of the Balei Tosfos, Rav Yitzchak Mikorvil. So the smack says something amazing on the mitzvah of Dama Chavzachos. The reason you should be Dama Chavzachos, even if it's factually incorrect, is because it's good for you to think that everybody's doing the right thing. Because if you see people talking shul, they're not so careful on this and that. And you know what? You start out, yeah, you want to do the right thing, what you were being taught you, but everybody does it. So the barrier to sin is lower if you think everybody's doing the wrong thing. But if you think everybody's doing the right thing, everybody's inside it. And you have an answer for everybody who does everything, you know, it looks like they're doing something wrong. Yeah, they're talking sure, but it's because we're having this whatever. So too said the Kliyakar says, if you do an Avera, people know about it, you're hurting everybody. You're bringing down their barrier, you're bringing down the religious level of the entire community. People are going to do Avera if you do it. So it is a Bein Adam L'Chevero. So the Maharik has a tshuva about a Me Too moment that happened in the 1400s in Italy. Strange, I'm not going to go into too much detail. But there's a couple who they broke an engagement. And during the engagement, they were not so careful on the things that they should be careful on, and in the worst possible way. And the girl said, he owes me because he was honest me. At one point, he was honest me. I stayed with him because he promised to marry me. So said the Maharik. So does he have to pay? So the shaila to the Maharik was, does he have to pay, or did he have to do some sort of restitution for attacking her or not?
It said the Ma'arik, the general rule, I don't know, it depends how it applies, it's very complicated. It said the Ma'arik, HaMotzi Mechavera Levaraya. What's the proof? Don't diligence believe anyone who claims. Now, what constitutes proof? So that's another stuff, but there was no proof. Ma'arik, no proof. It was just completely, he said, she said, with no other circumstances. But said the Ma'arik, but there's another question. Does he have to ask for Mechila? Okay, so HaMotzi Mechavera Levaraya, he doesn't have to pay, but does he have to ask for Mechila? Otherwise, he doesn't. He won't get a kapara. So said the Maharik, if it was mamish consensual, so then it's only an affair of being Adam Lamakum. He doesn't have to ask for her forgiveness. She allowed it. It wasn't Ma'anis, it was Mefater. Mefater is being Adam Lamakum. But if it was not consensual, it was Ma'anis, so then yeah, Tarka, that's a being Adam Lamakum and a being Adam Chavera. The Mishnah and Yoma said being Adam Chavera, you don't get kapara until you ask for Mechila. So therefore, the Maharik said, listen to what he said. If it's just a Bein Adam L'makom, it's not a Bein Adam L'chavira. He doesn't have to ask for forgiveness. The Kliyakar said, every Bein Adam L'makom is also a Bein Adam L'chavira. And there's so many riots against the Kliyakar. It's very shrewd. Just someone today. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Chavzayin Amad Aleph, talking about who is possible to aid this. And they compare, let's say, a ganava, an aid zomen who tries to get someone else to pay money. So it's basically a ganava or a gazlan. And someone who eats trade, all play traitors. That's the case in the Gemara. And the Gemara said, with an eight zonim, he's trying to steal from someone else. So that's a Bein Adam L'makom and a Bein Adam L'chavira. But also traitors, it's just a Bein Adam L'makom. It's not a Bein Adam L'chavira. But very true Gemara, it's against a Kliyaka. So the Prima Gadim has a small safer of drushas on Machshav. It's called Schoren Shal Mitzvos. His drushes. Apparently, he gave drushes on these lofty items, and one of the Balabatim wrote it up. Fantastic. So, in Drush Hay, he talks about this machlokas between the Kliyakar and the Ma'arik, and it says it's not a machlokas. The Kliyakar is saying that if I do an Avera in Adam L'makom, everyone here is going to get punished for it. So, let's say you take me to Benz for my Bein Adam L'makom. Basin make me compensate you for whatever onus you might get. I mean, they can't quantify the onus, but let's say they could. It's such a grumma, it's so far fit, it's so far removed. It's not bedine adam. I didn't do anything to you. It's only bedine shamayim. So the Prima Gadma says the Kliyakar is talking about bedine shamayim. Any bein adam l'makom is also bein adam l'chaveru, and I'm hurting everybody here. But bedine adam, because you can't pay me the basin for it, it's not a bein adam l'chaveru, and therefore you don't have to ask for forgiveness. I thought his Baruch will take care of it.
You have the feeling to pay another.
You don't. You don't have to ask for feeling. I mean, really, Chuba is asking for feeling.
But you also damage people. So.
So that's what he's saying. So Nachmina would be: should you have to go up and give a clap on the bima and say, "I apologize to the Olam because I ate something from a questionable hashgacha." And I might have brought an onus on everybody here. So it actually was in the 1700s in Germany, in Hungary, such a minhag started to spread. And the Pani Mehiros, one of the big rabbonim there in Eisenstadt, he had a tshuva on the subject. And he said, I don't understand what's going on. First of all, he said, I don't like new things. New things, I don't like the new minhag. Okay, fine. He's a grumpy old man. I'm a grumpy old man also. I don't like new minhag either. Okay, put that aside. The Gemara in Yoma, which talks about they throw two psukim against each other. One was the Hillel says, Ashrei Nesui Pesha Kitsui Chata'a. You're praiseworthy of someone who hides his sin. His averus shouldn't be known. If your averus are not known, it's good. If you hide your averus, you won't have a sofa. It's bad. That's the Gemara. What should it be? Look, everybody sins. We're not perfect. None of us are perfect. We'll do a beer. Should we get up on the beam and give a clap and say, these are my averas? Or when you do the afchit, if you start to be one of these people who gives every little detail of error for half an hour and you're listing them out, should you whisper it or should you say it loudly? Let everybody hear your averas. So the Gemara has two possible explanations. One is that if you did the avera in public, you have to confess in public. Because the people should know that you are doing tshuva for that avera. If everybody knows you did it, you should also do tshuva in public, and so you should make it public. Embarrassing is probably a good thing. The busha is a kapara. But if you did it in private, so don't let anybody know, because you're only going to hurt other people by letting them know you did a veris. Because one answer in the Gemara, the other answer in the Gemara is with a bein. Okay, you don't need to ask for veris. It says the funny heroes, stop it. Don't do this. Don't go up and tell everybody you're veris. And b'chal, like we said, from the smack. It just hurts the community. If you keep everybody yourself, it says, I did Severa. And I'm sitting here thinking, am I the only guy who didn't do it? What's wrong with me? You know, so better, it's best not to, everybody's a tzaddik, and I'm trying to be a tzaddik also. Okay, so let's talk about why should you ask, so on a ben olam chavira, you have to ask mechila. You have to ask forgiveness. So why? Why should it be? The mepharshim generally give two possible reasons. Either let's use the lashon. The lashon of the Gemara is in another case. It's just best to be ne'elavim ve'enam olvim, to be someone who's insulted and not someone who insults. So if you think of it as a kids in class, so you very often there's a bully, and there are a bunch of kids who are bullied. So you have the victims, and you have the, we'll call it, assailants. So if you ask a little kid which would better to be, the bully or the bullied, the victim or the assailant, usually they'll say, I wish I was a bully. Because nobody wants to be bullied. Nobody wants to be beaten up. Nobody wants. But as adults, we know, no, it's fakir. The bully has much farther to go. Yeah, the kid, right? The kid. Okay, fine. To growing up, the bully has much more to grow, much more growing up to do than the victim. The victim also, you need to get past things that everybody has to grow up. But the bully has a lot more growing up to do, a lot more tshuva to do, a lot more figuring things out to make himself more of a sholem. Better to be bullied than to be the bully. That's it. It's a Gemara. And people insult you. It's very often, usually, the best eitza is just be quiet. Let it happen. Okay. So the two svaras in the Achronim about why you should ask for forgiveness. Either it's because of the victim, the ne'elav, because the assailant, he needs to get in good graces of the victim. Right? Because kosher, ruach habrios nochem menu, ruach hamakom nochem menu. If people are happy with you and they think, well, if you're so good, Baruch Hu will also. You want to go to Yom Kippur, you want everybody to be happy with you, so good, Baruch Hu is happy with you. You don't want to go to Yom Kippur with strikes against you, because Hashem take that into account. If someone is angry at you for something you did, so in Shemayim, they can't forgive you. So you have to make sure the victim is okay so that you'll be okay. Put it differently, your avera, b'nan avach avera, creates an obligation, and you need the victim to release you from that obligation, and that's the only way you can get kapara on your kippur. So you have to ask him for the relief. The other side, it's not about the victim. It's not about getting the victim to release you. It's not about getting yourself a good victim. It's about the bully himself. As part of the tshuva process, he has to lower himself. He has to be mashpil himself. He has to have busha. The busha is a kapara. That's language in the Afanim. The busha is a kapara. To go over and ask forgiveness for somebody who's proud, a proud person, to go over and ask for forgiveness, that's a big deal. You grow. It's part of the growth. So it said, is asking for forgiveness, is asking for mechila, a din in the victim, or is it a din in the choten, the assailant? There are many nachaminas. I saw a Wall Street Journal article about it just earlier this week. There's this, I don't know if it's an app, a website called Cameo, where you get celebrity, you can pay celebrities for sometimes a little, depending on how big a celebrity is, how much money you pay. You can pay a celebrity to make a video that you give to someone else. So the article mentioned someone who he wanted to quit. So he hired some, you know, for $30, he hired some celebrity. I still very low on the total poll celebrity to say, I'm quitting. And he sent that around on his company Slack to tell everybody. He told his boss the right way, he left on good terms. But to tell everybody else, he had this minor celebrity announcement. And people are also using it to ask for forgiveness. I did something wrong with you. I feel bad. Your wife, whoever it is. You did something bad, so in order to ask for forgiveness, they're hiring a celebrity to do that. So the Ein Yaakov, you're familiar with the Sefer Ein Yaakov, was put together by Rabbi Yaakov Ibn Chabib with, in its time, with a great posse, but we have very few tshuvas from him, so we know him mostly from the Agada that he put together. He died before he finished it. His son, Reb Levi, the Ravash, finished it. So the Rabbi Yaakov Ibn Chabib, when he wrote the Ein Yaakov, so he also added a commentary. It's sparse at times, but when he goes into Yerushalmi, there's Ein Yaakov on Yerushalmi. There is Ein Yaakov on Yerushalmi, some of the Zerayim and Moed. And you don't have on Yerushalmi, you don't have Rashi, you don't have Tosef, you don't have Marsha, but you have Kosev. And the Kosev on the Yerushalmi, Tana Yoma, he talks about something that he sees, a practice that he sees that he does not like. People sending a shaliach to ask for mechila. He said, it doesn't work. The whole point of asking for mechila is to lower yourself, to be a little embarrassed. So he said, I know, look, sometimes people are so angry at you, they don't even want to look at you. And then you can't just approach them. So he said, use a little chokmah to do it. Don't hire somebody. Don't send a shaliach. Because if you send a shaliach, you're not really getting mechila. The mechila, the ikar of the mechila, he says, is not that the victim should feel better. It's that the bully, the assailant, the chote, that he should lower himself. So the not long after him lived the Yafei Tor, Seymara. So the Yafei Tor, which is a parish on Midrash Rabbah, so Rabbi Shmuel, Yaakov Ashkenazi, in the late 1500s, he also wrote a parish on the Yushalmi. So the parish on the, that Yushalmi that he disagrees. And he has a raya. That's right, that you all know. Aaron was Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. Says the other to Rebbe Nathan, what does it mean? Two people in a fight. He would tell this guy, the other guy wants to forgive you, go talk to him. They tell the other guy, this guy wants to forgive you, go talk to him. And they go talk to each other, and then they'd make Shalom. So says the Yefemara, that's the ultimate Shalom. Nobody actually asks for forgiveness. It's just Aaron fooling each person to forgive each other. So how did that work? How did Margaret Shalom? It doesn't work. There's no kapara. There's no mechila. Why? You can't send the shaliach. It doesn't matter. Send the yefeimara. It's not a din and a chote that he has to lower himself. He has to push up and chain himself. He said the ikur is that the victim has a chov, has to release you from your chov, and as long as he does that, that's what Aaron HaKohen did. He got everybody to release each other from the chov and shalom al Yisrael.
So it doesn't have to be verbal. You heard someone 20 years ago. They forgot about it. That's good because the person doesn't.
That's not. So, Pashas is, we probably don't have time to talk about it tonight, but Pashas is, that's not good. That's not Mechila. That's forgetting about it. So, I'd like to. So, we're low on time, so let me skip around a little bit. So there's a story. So, Ismail Lazar wants to bring a raya that the ikur is that the assailant has to ask for, has to lower himself and ask for mechila from the Gemara in Yoma. That design tells about a few more, right? We'll talk about Rav. Rav on Erev Yom Kippur went to see a butcher. Tell me to say, why are you going to see a butcher? Who's the busiest guy in Erev Yom Kippur? Everybody has to eat a meat seuda. He's crazy busy, a butcher on Erev Yom Kippur. Why are you going to talk to him? So said Rav, we had some sort of disagreement and he needs to ask for my mechila. So Rav went there. And stood there right in front of the butcher. Butcher was chopping stuff, and he saw him, and he said, "You get away from me! I have nothing for you." And they chopped him, and a bone popped up, hit him in the neck, and the butcher died. But so said from Israel of Lazar, the butcher needed to ask Mechila from Rav because he did something wrong to Rav. Right? Rav is one of the great Amoraim, maybe even a Tano. So we assume he didn't do anything wrong, of course, but the butcher did. The butcher needed to ask for Mechila. So ask for Bissel of love, and why didn't Rav just forgive him? Why'd he have to go there and bother him on Erev Yom Kippur? So said to Bissel, because you have to ask for forgiveness. If you don't ask for forgiveness, then what you did to someone else is never forgiven. Even if he's mochel you, it's not enough for him to be mochel you. You have to ask. That's where Bissel of Lazar brings the right from there. But according to Revisal Blasen, that's not enough.
That's been loaded. I'm sorry. What it says, we're going to just like I'm forgiving you, forgive me. So not that is not the way you've been on the verse.
On the other hand, so I would bring a raya, like you just said, to the other side. Unless you want to say the folks, some of them are really right. And they're really, who says it only has to be one side to pass the mechila? It really could be, it's all true. It's all true. You have to ask for mechila. And, but to get full kapara, but even if you don't ask. So I would say it like this. What was Aaron Akohen's ultimate purpose? He wanted to repair relationships with Shalom the world. And maybe we can say that asking for mechila is really about repairing a relationship between two people. And sometimes one in many people. However many people you happen to offend. Asking for mechila is really a process of repairing a relationship. And however you repair it, it doesn't matter. It works. But there are priorities. Sending a shaliach is not always the best solution, because really it should be face-to-face. Because that's how you really repair the relationship. But if it's not possible, so you go to a lower level. And there are different levels of mechila, different levels of repairing the relationship. Ravad Yosef, I haven't really seen anyone else talk about it. He asked the Shaila, or he talks about the Shaila. Can you ask for mechila in a letter? Now, some of us are old enough to remember handwritten letters. We used to send that. There was sort of meaningful personal touch. Email, less so. Text message, less so. Voice note, you know, whether that's above a text or lower than a text, doesn't matter. There are different ways. However you do it, if you get the message to the person that you apologize and ask for forgiveness, and by the way, apologies only work if your mamish feel bad. If you're just saying the words and you didn't do any tshuva at all, you don't really care, you just, you're muffled, that's nothing. That's everybody agrees that's nothing.
You see the sense of that blue shirt, the concept that blue shirt is part of your horror. Not necessary to anything to do with the field. My personal kapara of my cleansing does come about.
Busha is good, but it's not always. So the person talk about, for example, we were talking about before with the Panim Meiros. Should you publicly embarrass yourself? And there are other priorities. And so I said, so we don't publicly embarrass ourselves. Okay, kapara out of the way. You know, you have to prioritize about what is best for everybody involved. And sometimes the busha is not best. So Rabbi Yosef says, sending a letter. He doesn't say text message in, but it's a
why line. Why is there a difference between if you're asking the letter, text message, why is there a difference?
Then face-to-face.
No, so it should be
face-to-face
or not face-to-face.
The question is,
why is there...
how personal is it? And how do people react? It's really how do people respond to it? And if people see a text message and they say, oh, he really cares, well, that's good. Not everybody backs up.
Right, but on that, a letter... You don't know if the person was not in better face-to-face. By the way, the letter, you don't know if the person is forgiving you or not. That's because you're sending a letter.
The way it used to work is people would send a letter back. So Rabbi Yosef said it really depends on his takira. If it's about the busha, so then a letter's not good enough, because that's not really busha. It has to be face-to-face. But if it's about just the cold there, and you want him to release you, and really, so that it would work. If it's about repairing the relationship, so then it depends what the outcome is, I'm saying. What is the outcome that they really do feel like, oh, Shalom Al Yisrael? Or not so much, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm off with you, yes, I will. So if we go back to the story of Yosef and the brother. Actually, first let's go back to the story of Rav. So why did Rav feel he had to go to the butcher on Erev Yom Kippur so the butcher would ask for mechila? So like Rav Yitzchak Blazer, he had to go because the butcher had to ask for mechila. Didn't ask for mechila, wouldn't get kapara. And in the end, he didn't get kapara because he died before Yom Kippur. But you could also say, it's not that he had to ask for forgiveness. It's that Rav wanted the relationship to be repaired. He wanted to be b'shalom with his butcher. And that wouldn't happen if he just said, I'm hopefully, and Butcher wouldn't even know. Butcher wouldn't even know that he went to Yom Kippur without anything. Adam Lachavero Averis, and he got kapar. He would still think that Rav is angry at him, and maybe he might also be angry at Rav for whatever reason. But if you say it's about repairing the relationship, so then that's why Rav went there, because he wanted there to be shalom between the two of them. And so it would have been better if the Butcher came to him, but no matter what, it's not necessarily a face-to-face. But it's something that you have to do in order to bring more shalom. That the two of you should be on good circumstances. Going back to Yosef and the brothers. So what was missing? So if you look at Parshat Vayigash, What's missing is that the brothers never ask for forgiveness. They show that they did tshuva. They don't even know that Yosef in front of them. And then Yosef says, "Ani Yosef, Ahuda Bichai," and they're stunned. They forgot to ask tshuva for mechila. And that never came up. We don't know. At least we don't see it in the text anywhere that it came up. So yeah, he was both of them. That's clearly with both of them, but they never asked. So that's good. That's one level. But really, in order to get full kapara, you have to repair the relationship, and you have to ask for mechila, and you have to talk it out. They never talked it out, and that's the ikar. So they had some sort of mechila because Yosef said, "I'm over you," but that's not enough. You have to work it out, and that's what happened later after Yaakov Avinu died. So they said, "He never actually forgave us, did he?" So we never asked. He never said yes. So we assume he forgave us, but we don't know. And that shows, that's more of a simon that the relationship was never repaired. They never talked it out. And that's why. So yeah, there's one parsha. One parsha is the doing tshuva and saying, and the everybody being okay with that. The victim, Yosef, was okay with that. But the other parsha is, yeah, that's for mechila. And that's the second parsha. The second parsha is them asking for mechila and Yosef saying, effectively, yeah, I forgave you already, but it's important that you ask. And now we can talk it out and live with Shalom together. So, Mr. Shem, as we come up to Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we should keep in mind that the Iker is that we should try to create more Shalom in the world, in our community, and we should all act accordingly. Shalom, Kippur, Shalom, and go to the year with the Shana Tovah.